So, little Michael used to be terrified of the dark. I was absolutely petrified of it. I grew up on a farm too, so we lived out of town. There was no street lights, so when there wasn't a moon out, it was really dark. And I used to, funnily enough, pull the blankets over my head, because that helps, and call out to my mum, "Mum, Mum." It's amazing, isn't it? In the dark, when that, you know, your sight's taken from you, that sense that children need to perceive the world and know that they're safe and in a safe environment, it's taken away from them. And then you live in that uncertainty of what's there, what's really in my room? Is that a monster in my cupboard, or is it just my dressing gown? What's that noise under my bed? Is it a mouse, or is it, the boogeyman? Sophia, like I said in the kids' chat last night, confided in me saying that last night she was scared of the giants getting her. It's like the giants. Kids' imaginations, it's amazing, isn't it? They dream up all kind of things. Once that sight's taken away, once they can't see the reality of where they're at, all kind of things come creeping into their imagination. She, of course, found Jesus in the dark last night, praise God. It helped her sleep through the night. Children are cute, aren't they, in that space? We kind of laugh at them in a loving way. That's a funny thing that they have to go through. But I wonder, as adults, are we any different? It might be sight that's taken from children in the nighttime and they can't perceive what's around them. But what about us in our lives? As adults, as we look towards the future, you know, we don't have the prophetic sight to know everything that's going to happen before us. And so when we're robbed of this certainty of what's before us, how do we react? Because there's lots of things in this life that will rob us of certainty, isn't there? The second question had lots of, would have brought up some of those. What were some of your answers to that? What are the things you're a bit uncertain about at this point in your life? Yell them out. The LCA. That's a big one. We won't go there. What else?
Health.
Health's a big one, isn't it? Someone over here had the elections. Will we still be Australia after the election? No. What else? Kids, what are the kids up to? Where are they going in life? What other questions? Come on, there must have been heaps of them.
Exams.
How are they going to turn out? Are you going to pass or fail? Yeah, good one. You're not certain where the next toilet's going to be? No. I can relate. I was a newspaper photographer. I was always on the road and I was always uncertain where I'd have to make the next pit stop. But anyway. What other things are shaking you up at the moment? My wife's embarrassed by me. That's all right. Uncertain what my husband's going to say in public. There's lots of things. In the media, we hear it at the moment, the uncertainty about what they're teaching our children in schools about gender and identity. Paul's...
The wording...
Safe schools, they'd like to make it secure, wouldn't they? But yeah, there's a little bit of doubt about their intentions. What other things in media? Maybe the economy? Man... I wanted to get into shares investing, but it did my head in, all this uncertainty about what's going to happen. And isn't it amazing how people are living these days? I read that children are more anxious than they have ever been in their lives before, over the generations. It's not just adults that are living in anxiety and uncertainty about the future. It's now filtering down to our children. What's the reality? What's their future like? What's robbing us as people of this sureness that we should have? We all want it though, don't we? We all want everything laid out. We try and secure our futures through things like beautiful things like superannuation. We secure our futures by trying to save up and get a home or to best educate ourselves, to find a loving partner that will care for us in our old age. We try and secure our future up by making sure that bank account's in the black, not in the red. And yet, we still live in uncertainty. Does God want us living like this? No. Those readings that we had today are beautiful readings, aren't they? Psalm 23 must be one of the most well-known psalms out there. It's a psalm that declares a certainty that we have in the Lord. And Jesus spoke to those Jews. They were living in a time of great uncertainty. Those Jewish people, they had gone through a lot. They'd been conquered by different nations. The temple had been defiled by a statue of Zeus being put up in it. And the Maccabees had come along at one stage and ripped it down and taken back Jerusalem. And this festival that Jesus was at, this dedication festival, was in recognition of, this certainty that the Maccabees had won back for the state of Israel to get God back in the temple. So Jesus was there to celebrate that that moment in time that, the Jewish people were shoring up their walk with God. And so the Jews were asking Jesus about his claim to be the Messiah. They were uncertain, weren't they? They said to him, what did they say to him? It's here somewhere. How long will you keep us in suspense? They're uncertain. If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly. Oh, I love Jesus. He gives them this answer. I did tell you, but you did not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify about me. That's Jesus' plain answer. Oh, I love it. Jesus is saying that through his works, he's testifying about who he is. Jesus came to bring hope to the lost, the poor, the marginalized, to bring healing to the blind, the sick, the suffering. He came to cast out demons and bring hope to the hopeless, didn't he? And Jesus had been doing those things in the strength of the Father. He'd been going through the nation and doing those things. He was bringing hope into the world. And yet the Jewish people still questioned whether Jesus was the Messiah. They were uncertain about his claim. And I think the problem about that was that the Jews were looking to a future where they were going to rule supreme again. They were looking for military might and power to bring them back, like the Maccabees had done for them, to kick the ruling powers out, to get rid of Zeus out of the temple and reinstate God. They were looking for a military Messiah to come along and raise them up again as a nation. They were looking for a Messiah in a certain image. It makes me wonder, how do we see Jesus in our lives? What's the purpose of Jesus in our lives? What's the future that we're casting on him? Is he the Jesus that's leading you to the future that you want? Are you uncertain about who Jesus is in your life at this time? Are you uncertain about him as the Messiah? Hopefully you're saying no. Praise be to God. The Jews were uncertain. Jesus continued to tell them, you do not believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. In the face of uncertainty, listening to this one line in the Bible can change everything, I think. As we proclaim Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we need to listen to him, don't we? We need to follow his voice. when our hearts are telling us, Jesus should be doing this in my life, it should be turning out this way, this is the way his kingship should lead me in my life. In fact, that's putting us before the shepherd. We want to lead the shepherd. It's like a sheep running down the road saying, shepherd, come this way, you're going to lead me this way. And yet, Jesus says, my sheep listen to my voice and they follow me. We have to let Jesus be the one in control of our lives, pointing the direction, leading the way, setting the pace. I don't know if you've ever worked with sheep. They're wonderful animals. I remember we called it chasing the sheep. We didn't shepherd them. We had to chase the sheep down to the shearing shed for them to be shorn every year. And it was always interesting where the sheep wanted to go. It was about 5 miles to the shearing shed. And so there was lots of corners, lots of places where they wanted to go. It's funny. They had in their mind where they wanted to go, the closest dam for a drink or down some road that they must have gone down some other time that looked good. And yet we, as their shepherds, knew where they needed to go. Sheep need to follow the shepherd. Jesus' flock follow him. The Jews of that time, some would listen to Jesus and follow him, give their lives to him, give up everything and follow him, and others would be uncertain about what he was saying. I think for our lives, as we read our Bibles, as we listen to Jesus speaking to our lives, we just have to release control of our lives, stop being that sheep that wants to lead the way and just let the shepherd lead us. Sometimes that's hard. He'll lead us in places that we don't really want to go. Last week we heard about Peter, you know, being led where he wouldn't want to go. But he trusted that Jesus would have a future for him. Peter went from a disciple who had let down his shepherd. He had denied him 3 times, had failed him. Jesus came into his life and reinstated him. And in a few weeks' time, we'll hear about how Peter would stand up in the certainty of who his shepherd was and proclaim that to the nation of Israel, the people that had persecuted him and put him to death. When we listen to Jesus in our lives, he gives us a certainty that's beyond ourselves, beyond our own thinking. He gives us a certainty that's beyond the world's thinking. Because there are 2 traps we can fall into. We can be wanting to be the shepherd of our lives that we know best, that we'll tell God what we want the outcome of our lives to be. Or we can start listening to the world and let it set the pace. We can listen to its voice. Jesus was warning those Jews, if you don't listen to my voice, you're going to be lost. You're going to be shepherdless. So whose voice are you listening to? Do you listen to the media, let you dictate what the future is going to be like, the uncertainty, the unsureness of this election? Or do you listen to Jesus' voice and say, I'm leading you to eternal life? Before us, there are uncertain times. There are many things in this life that will shake us. There are great things that are before us that will dictate the outcome of our lives, an exam that maybe will fail and send us down another path, a death of a loved one, and an election that goes wrong. But in all these things, God is bigger. Jesus says, they're in my hands. My followers are in my hands. No one can snatch them from my hand. It's a beautiful picture. I love that we have beautiful structures around us given to us by our God, our church family, our mothers, our communities, all these things that secure us in life, our bank accounts, even our retirement funds. They're beautiful things. But if our hope and trust are in them alone, then we're going to be let down. We're going to slip through their fingers. Even our beautiful mothers fail us at times. Our only secure hope are in the hands of Jesus Christ as our Lord and Saviour. If we start on that foot each day, knowing that we're secure in Jesus Christ, then everything else will fall into place. When we face that exam that we're a bit uncertain about, that we don't feel prepared enough for, when we go to a vote next Saturday and are unsure, when we're dealing with a relationship that's broken and we're unsure about, don't start there as your hope and your trust, but start in Jesus Christ, knowing that He's the Lord of your life and He can speak His hope and security into each of those situations. We know in Jesus that He has paid everything to bring us into full relationship with our loving Heavenly Father. There's nothing now that will separate us from the love of God. Paul stands clear in that in Romans 8, 35 to 37. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword or any of those other things that you came up with that you were uncertain about? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. If you're not listening to Jesus in your life, if He is not your ultimate, then yeah, you're going to be uncertain about where you're going and what life's going to bring to you. But if you're certain in Jesus Christ, no matter what comes your way, you will never be shaken. I can't tell you how moving it is when I'm sitting beside a deathbed as a pastor and being able to say those words of Psalm 23, when words fail me to know what to say to a person, and I read Psalm 23. The security that we have in our loving Heavenly Father in Jesus Christ is so amazing. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. When we claim these truths for ourselves, nothing can shake us. He guides me along the right paths for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. God is there, right in the midst of everything in your life. In those areas that you feel like are shaking you up, that are going to leave you destitute, the boogeyman under your bed, Jesus Christ is there. He's walking beside you. He will never leave you. You prepare a table before me. In the presence of my enemies, You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely Your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You are secure forever in Jesus Christ. There is nothing now that will ever be able to shake that. Not an election, not a failed exam, not a broken relationship. In Jesus Christ, You have everything that you need. In this world of uncertainty, the only one certainty that we have is Jesus Christ. That He loves you, that He's died for you, and now He's brought you into His kingdom. As you face each day, live in that security, claim that promise that you have in Jesus Christ. As you wake up, say, I'm secure in Jesus Christ today. I rest in His hands no matter what comes. My cup overflows in Him. So, my prayer for you this week is that you stand boldly, more than conquerors in your uncertainty. Have your finger on the pulse this week. Give your uncertainty over to God, and knowing in Jesus Christ He will lead you to victory. I pray that as you face this election, that you can bring Jesus into it. As you face the uncertainty of exams and relationships and just the everydayness of our lives, Stand firm in Jesus Christ. Bring him to light. And who knows, you might just be able to bring Jesus Christ alive for others as they see you living boldly. You may be able to share the faith that you have that secures your future and Jesus with those around you as they live uncertain about the future. What a joy that would be. Jesus Christ lives in you, and you will live forever in him. So I pray that the peace of God that passes all understanding guide your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our good shepherd. Amen.